Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Hey, it's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we are in the Gospel according to James. We have looked at chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 on Monday, and we looked at 7 through 11. Some pretty good slices of this fresh bread for this wonderful book that we have taken some time to work our way through. Well, we're going to take a little small slice today. It's in James chapter 5, and it's just one verse today, verse 12. James has said to those who make the idolatry of themselves seen in the idolatry of riches and power and prestige, that they will not only have an empty life now, but a life of torment as their idolatry becomes the ground of their judgment when God brings them before himself at the second coming of Christ. And then he says to believers, now you're not like that. You're establishing your heart. God's preserving grace is being seen in your perseverance. God's preserving grace is seen in him perfecting you. You're not perfect here, but he is perfecting you, and you are persevering and persistent in your growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ, even as the prophets and even as the wonderful example of Job shows persistence and perseverance even in the midst of adversity. And then he says, after giving this exhortation to brothers and sisters in Christ, he then gives this supreme exhortation, this supreme admonishment, this supreme encouragement. Here's what he says. But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth, or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. So here is what I think he is saying to you. The believer has a lifestyle that not only in the affections of life, the allegiance of life, and the adoration of life reveals the supremacy of God and the preeminence of Christ. Not only does that true, but it also shows up in the most difficult area of life, the way we speak and when we speak and how we speak and the integrity of our speech. In other words, he's telling us, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Say what you mean what you say, and never be mean when you say it. And by the way, your life should not be identified by the swearing of things in heaven and on earth. Why? Because you've already sworn your allegiance to that which is above anything on heaven and earth. And that is the glory of God. That's why your yes is yes and your no is no. Now, Pastor, does that mean I can't take an oath in court? Does that mean I can't sign a contract and have it signed and sealed? No. Contracts are here for a purpose in a fallen world, to give some comfort to people knowing the bent of people to steal in order to further themselves. There's a place for contracts and responsibility. Just like there's a place for a fence, and your fence is not for you, it's for your neighbor. A contract is not for the believer, it's for the people we're doing business with. We are giving them encouragement and comfort and assurance. Us, we don't need that contract. I do not need a contract in order to be honest. I'm honest because of my contractual relationship with Christ in the covenant of grace, whereby he has saved me through his redeeming work on the cross and the power of the Spirit of God in my life. As far as me, I don't need a contract to do what I say and say what I do. When I shake your hand, done deal. If I say I'm going to do it, done deal. I say what I mean what I say, I'm not going to be mean when I say it. I don't need contracts. That doesn't mean other people don't need contracts in a fallen world. So we have borders, we have contracts, we take allegiances, we do all of those things, but it's not for the believer. We don't do it for ourselves. We're already committed to Christ. That means our yes is yes and our no is no. But we do that for the sake of others. That's why we do contracts, to give them security and safety. We're people of our word because we're people of the word of God, having been brought to saving grace through the word of God himself, Jesus Christ, revealed in the flesh, the Son of God. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.